We're living in a day when there is fear on every hand. When we think about the man who tried to blow up a plane here just yesterday, I believe it was, by putting explosives in his shoe. And people are living in fear in this day, 2,000 years from the time our Lord came. But did you know that there was fear in the day when the Lord came? There was fear of the Roman government. The Roman government was very cruel. In fact, it was a time of fear as far as the angels were concerned and other people, and we'll get into. But I want to read from Matthew chapter 24, beginning, where it talks about our day today. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, or be afraid. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. This is talking about the Lord's second coming. In Luke chapter 21, verse 25 and 6, it says, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, and with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." When we think about looking for signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, we think that we're looking for natural phenomenon. But actually, when you think about the fact that a man has landed on the moon, that's a pretty good sign. And the deep exploring into space that we have today. And of course, we know that the earth is distressed and the nations of the earth are distressed. And men's hearts are failing because of fear. So there is fear today. I don't think I have to draw go into very much detail about the fear of man today. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 47, it says, "That he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear." This is talking about the nation of Israel. Israel wanted to be released from the dominance and the dominion of the Roman government, the Roman Empire, that they might serve their God without fear. To serve God in their day, it was fearful. And they wanted to be delivered from their enemy. There's a high priest that was doing his duty in the temple. His name was Zacharias. And in Luke 1:11 it says, "And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." Here we find Zacharias experiencing fear because of what the Lord was about to do in his life. And he announced it, the birth of John the Baptist, in a very unusual way, in the holy place where he was attending to the altar of incense. So there was fear there for John. And of course, when he came out of the holy place and out of the temple, he couldn't speak. He was dumb. Then in Luke chapter 1, verse 59, it says, "And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child," that is, John the Baptist. And they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made a sign to his father how he would have him called. And he spake for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately and his tongue loosed. And he spake and praised God. And fear came upon all that dwelt around them, about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. The fear of the Lord was present in that day. Even when Mary had the angel announce to her, we see that in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 and following. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary. One of the things that I want you to notice is this. The Lord's not interested in scaring us. He's got a message, and it's a message of love. It's a message of peace. It's a message of encouragement. It's not a message to scare us. And he encouraged Mary not to be afraid. For thou hast found favor or grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Then verse 37 it says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed. When you're not afraid, you can say, Thy will be done, Lord. Thy will be done. And that's what she did. Then Joseph heard about Mary being pregnant, and he knew there was something fishy going on. And it says here in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. You know what that means? She was minded to stone her to death privately. Make a private ceremony, or not a ceremony, a private stoning. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Even Joseph was troubled and fearful at this time about what was going on. Then we know that Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem to be taken in the census or taxed. And while they were there, Jesus was delivered, was born. But we see the angels in the field in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Or a better translation of that is, And on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased. He didn't send peace on the whole earth. He's sending peace to those who are pleasing him. Okay? Then in Matthew chapter 2, we find the wise men coming, and that created more fear. In Matthew 2 and verse 1, it says, And then when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. A day of trouble, a day of fear, in the day of the Lord Jesus, and the same today. In Matthew chapter 8, in verse 26, is an account where Jesus is talking to his disciples about the storm that they were in. The sea was raging. They were about to be flooded. The boat was about to be flooded. And he got up to rebuke the sea. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. We've been studying about faith here just the past few Sundays. And you know, when you are walking by faith, there's going to be a great calm. Even though there may be a storm around you, we can have peace. We can have confidence in our God, that He is in control and that He is in charge, and that we are bought with a price. We're not our own. And if anyone hurts us, they have to get permission, is basically what it amounts to. But the main thing here, why are you fearful? It's because of little faith. And so the fearful do not trust. And so therefore we need to trust the Lord. I just think about Mary. She demonstrated trust when she said, Be it unto me thy handmaiden. Then in John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus Christ, trying to encourage his disciples. They had been in the upper room. They had partaken of the Passover. They had broken bread together. They had taken of the bread and the fruit of the vine. And in John 14, verses 1 through 3, it says, Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The point that I want to bring out here is, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm coming. One of the things that will keep you from being afraid in these days is the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. And He is coming that we might join Him in a place where there are many dwelling places. He is anticipating us coming, and He is anticipating His own coming to catch us up to be with Him. So we are not to be troubled. He continues in John 14 in verse 27 when He says, Peace I leave with you, My peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. These are exhortations that we need today when we see how things have been going in the world. We can have peace. The world can give us the peace that passes all understanding. That's what we find in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. Be careful for nothing. In other words, be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know what causes us to be afraid? It's our thought life. When Peter was walking on the water to come to the Lord, as long as he had his eyes on the Lord, he was doing just fine walking on water. The only two people I know that have ever walked on water are Peter and the Lord. We need to keep our thoughts on things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, praise. It's when we start thinking about what might be or what could happen. And Paul goes on and says, these things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. That's why it's important to be in a church where there's Bible doctrine taught. Because Paul says, what you have learned and received and heard, do. And you can rest assured that the God of peace will be with you. God's peace will be with you. In Romans chapter 8, we are told that we have not received the bondage of fear. Let's just read this. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The point I want you to get out of this passage of Scripture is this. If you're afraid, if there is fear, you're in bondage. You're in jail. You're imprisoned. And God has not imprisoned us. He has given us liberty. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And here he says, He hasn't given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but He has given us the spirit of a son. The word adoption is not a very good translation of this Greek word. We are not adopted into the family of God. We are born into the family of God. The spirit of adoption has to do with being placed in a position of a son. In Jewish culture, you've heard of bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is where a boy in the family becomes a son. And when he becomes a son, he receives the honor of a man and the respect of a man. And that's what becoming a son is all about. It's receiving honor from the father. Now, verse 16 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. If you're in bondage, it's going to be very difficult for you to bear the sufferings required to rule and reign with Christ. So we have been exhorted, as like in Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. My thoughts are on the coming kingdom. Not on the kingdoms of this earth that are fighting each other. My thoughts are on the coming kingdom where Jesus Christ will rule and reign from the heavens. He will rule the nations. We just got through reading in Luke chapter 1 where it says, of His kingdom there shall be no end. What that means is there's not going to be any dominion here on the earth that He is not in charge of and in control of. His rule and reign will cover the earth. You know what? My thoughts are on that day and not on the stresses of today. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." We don't have to be afraid. We can just enjoy the strength that He will provide and know that He loves us. That really brings peace and calm to people when they know they're cared about and they are loved. And He's given us a sound mind. We don't have to be confused. We know what to do. And you know, we need to live like this. Not just read it. We need to live a life that will be pleasing to Him. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Father, we know that when Jesus was born, people were afraid. There was stress. Stress for the nation of Israel. Stress for individuals, even in your own family. Zacharias, the angel, the shepherds, Mary. We know, Lord, that there was stress in those days. But the Prince of Peace did come, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know He's coming soon, even though today we're living in days of fear and stress. Help us, Father, to cast our cares upon Thee. Help us, Father, to make our request known unto You so that Your peace can keep our hearts and minds. We pray, Father, that You'd bless the message to each of our hearts today. And if there be one here this morning that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, may they make that decision this morning and put their trust in You this morning. For it is in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen.